Welcome to our first Holton Wildcat football locker room chat of the season. Justin Fluke with you, joined by head coach Brooks Barta. The Wildcats coming off a 10-2 season. A lot of hype and excitement last year, coach, making it all the way to sub-state, and that was through kind of a trying season with COVID and quarantines and some of that. And looks like this year is going to be a little bit the same, but you have to be ecstatic about just the players and some of the talent you're bringing back this year.
Yeah, we do have a lot of challenges. We've had some injuries and some COVID again, and there's a lot of things working against us, but we're going to handle that positive and work through it, and that's part of the reason kids play high school sports, to learn how to deal with adversity in a positive way and move forward. So we are excited about our group. I think we run around really well in the secondary and the back seven, and we've got some size up front. I think it might take us a little while offensively with the new backfield, but I think we're hopeful if we can stay healthy and keep everybody on the practice field that we're going to make a lot of progress and look pretty good.
You kind of mentioned with that overview, I mean, most of your experience is with the offensive and defensive lines, it seems like, at least on offense, but is it more of a committee approach, do you feel like? I mean, you do have quite a few talented guys that have a little bit of experience, but none of them have just been kind of full-time, every-time guys at those skill positions on offense.
Well, on offense, they're all new, basically. However, most of them played defense, or maybe all of them played a lot of defense for us last year, so they're comfortable in a game situation. But we ask them to make a lot of decisions and make a lot of pre-snap reads and do a lot of different things that take some time to develop. And we've got to keep them in practice, and when they're not in practice, we can't do that. And obviously, the heat last week really limited our development. So going into the first couple of weeks, I think conditioning is a real concern, and whether we're ready to play a full game.
I'm sure every coach would like to have a few more guys out, but I think you feel like even though you'd like to have a few more numbers, you should have pretty good depth again. I think that was a huge strength last year. And, for example, at quarterback, I mean, you probably have at least two, maybe three different guys that you feel like could see some varsity time this year for you there?
Yeah, we have two guys that are really comfortable with, and I think, you know, the next two guys after that could step in and do the job, and I feel like we're that way at most every position. Now, we've had a couple injuries where we've had to shape people, move them around to play a similar position, so they have to learn to play that position. But we do feel like depth is, for a 3A school, we have 60 kids out and a lot of good athletes in our upper classes. So I think that will be an advantage for us.
Jamboree last week, you got a look from Santa Fe Trail and Silver Lake. How did you feel like that went? What's kind of your approach to what you hope to be able to get out of the Jamboree?
Well, you know, it's fun to play Silver Lake because they have another Kruger at quarterback and they execute so well. So it shows us how fast we're executing as well on our defense and the things we're trying to do. So we learned a lot from that. And then you're always going to see a wing tee somewhere along the way. So it was a little bit of prep for us with Santa Fe Trail. And offensively, I thought we really got off the ball well on offense. We got to clean some things up. But it's a nice little game experience.
We're talking with Holton Head football coach Brooks Barta. A quick timeout. We'll be back to preview the Wildcats' Week 1 game against Nemaha Central right after this. Justin Fluke back with you, joined by Holton Head football coach Brooks Barta. And coach, pretty easy to probably get the guys excited for the first game of the year when you have an opponent like Nemaha Central. I know they have a new coach this year, but obviously a great team, and many think this could be two of the top teams in the Big 7. How excited are you and the team for this game 1 Friday night?
Well, it's definitely a motivating factor, and, you know, I don't like the fact that we're playing a new coach without having a game on film under the belt trying to get ready for him, but, you know, they're going to be athletic. They got a lot of size. They got some youth coming back, so it is a motivating factor for us during our first 3 weeks of camp.
Obviously, they have a great returning quarterback in Zach Kramer, but how do you prepare for Week 1? How much different is it than the other games during the season, especially like you mentioned this year with them having a coach? I mean, how much have you been able to try to kind of figure out what your defense might see?
Well, all we know is, you know, we had a chance to watch their scrimmage with scouts and what kind of formations we're going to see. Obviously, we're not going to see everything they run, but if we have an idea formation-wise, that gives us a chance how we want to prepare, and it would be much better if we could see a couple weeks of film, the people they want to throw the ball to and the style of offensive run game they have. But, you know, in general, we're going to be okay.
Final thought, Coach. I know a lot of the goals and expectations within your program and from you are the same each year. You want to win a league title, make a playoff run, get to a state championship game. But what kind of leadership do you feel like you're going to get from your seniors, and what kind of potential do you think this team really has this year before you see them play a game?
Yeah, I think we have an interesting mix of juniors and seniors, and I think we're still kind of trying to establish how we work together and how it all fits together. And that's always a challenge when you start the year. But they're motivated. They're excited. They're going to play hard on Friday night. So I expect good things.
Coach, good luck. We look forward to the game and talking with you throughout the year.
Thank you.
Head Coach Brooks Bard of the Wildcats, the Holton Weekly Locker Room Chats on KNZA and MSCSports.net are brought to you by the Farmer State Bank, also by Boomer Steakhouse and Catering, and by Community Healthcare System, the Holton Family Clinic.